Well, Calvin knows me as well as anybody, sitting on the board there, spinning all these Doobie Brothers tunes and Kenny Loggins and all other things yacht rock that we play all summer long on Up North News Radio. And earlier he played What a Fool Believes, and we actually have a daily history lesson every morning at 6:50 where we go over historical notes, music history, things like that. And this morning's edition included that song because it was on this day in 1979 that What a Fool Believes became the Doobie Brothers' second number one hit. The only other number one hit they had was Blackwater from 1974. And that was it. That's the roster of number one hits for the Doobies, despite everything else that they've done to climb the charts and Michael McDonald being seen as a yacht rock god and all of that. That was one of their number one songs. This very week, I can't believe I'm saying this, 46 years ago, we also marked David Letterman turning 78 over the weekend, Al Green turning 79. And that 50 years ago today, the number one song was by Elton John with Philadelphia Freedom, this week in 1975. I'm Pat Kreitlow, filling in for Maggie Dawn today, and hopefully we'll have her back tomorrow and back up and talking about all the issues of the day, same as what we do over at Up North News, which you can find at upnorthnewswi.com. And you can sign up for our daily newsletter there. We also have a weekend newsletter that we put together. And, of course, with the radio show, along with Mr. Greg Bach, we get plenty of texts. And we get notes on YouTube, like right now on YouTube. Chris is saying how much he loves some yacht rock. Michael was noticing Kenny Loggins there as well. And so, Calvin, please write down someplace where Maggie will see it. My apologies if she happens to say, what the heck happened here? What's with all this bumper music by artists from the 1970s? It just comes with the territory, I'm sorry to say. I mentioned President Trump and the Oval Office visit that he had earlier today, and it is true what I told you when he talked about deporting U.S. citizens, that's what he would like to do. He said, quote, I'd like to go a step further. I said to Pam Bondi, the Attorney General of the United States, I don't know what the laws are. We have to obey the laws, but we also have homegrown criminals that push people into subways. I'd like to include them in the group to get out of the country. I think one of the tweets immediately below that says it all. Quote, we always have to obey the laws, says the convicted felon. And that's the punchline right there, is that we have a convicted criminal serving as president of the United States who is deporting American citizens or would like to deport American citizens, is deporting people who have been here legally, have been in the process of applying to be here legally or for citizenship. But again, by this continued demonization of people who don't match his skin color or background or political outlook, they become easy pickings to begin disappearing them. And now he says he'd be all about that for citizens as well. If so, what about people who would rise up in insurrection against the United States of America? Because if you set that precedent now, and then there's a new president, you know, January 20th of 2029, could it be that the people who raided the Capitol in a deadly assault may have killed members of Congress and the vice president if they could have, that they could then be swooped up off the streets and deported years after the crimes that they committed? It gets me the way that folks are willing to open the door as if the door will never swing both ways, and that what happens, what they love doing to others could happen to them. And I totally get why, because you had, for example, President Obama come into office, and one of the first things he did was he tamped down any expectation that anybody was going to face, you know, something related to war crimes or any kind of consequences for starting the war with Iraq. You had Gerald Ford, of course, pardoning Richard Nixon. We are used to this double standard now where we don't hold the highest politicians to account for their misdeeds, perhaps by and large because those criminal misdeeds have only been committed by one political party in this country to this point. But that may change. I mean, I know we're busy now with that whole flood the zone mentality that Steve Bannon talks about, that you know, Trump and his followers are putting stuff everywhere so that you don't know which one to follow next. Is it going to be this anti-trans bill? Is it going to be this anti-voting rights thing? Is it tariffs are in, tariffs are out? Don't know what to follow next. I get that. But I do hope that there are people with some legal training who have already started the ball rolling on collecting the crimes that are taking place that are going to have to be prosecuted, hopefully as early as January 20th, 2029. Now, the one thing I have been wrong most about in my life was predicting that not long after Trump left office in January of 2021, that he would face legal accountability for the things that he did while in office and even managed to survive impeachment for. And I was wrong. There was so much foot dragging throughout Biden's 4 years that it didn't happen. So I'm making that case right now. Build that case, because we'd be a foolish nation if we let that happen again come January 2029. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thank you for listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. It's been a privilege filling in live from Chippewa Falls here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day.